stole from his neighbors, who trusted the words of a liar and the promise of a future where nothing existed absolutely but ignorant assumptions and primitive patterns of emotions and reactions to the stabbing summons to a misguided life filled with wheels within wheels that keep spinning for the rest of time among the fallen buildings laid to waste by everyone seeking their own advantage without knowledge of the horizon off canvas where the paint is mixed that colors the world with the capacity to perceive truth and deception in the music of the grieving reed flute telling stories of its separations with songs of the sphere sung by eternal voices who became perfect reflections of the beloved light that shattered heaven's roof, illuminating the path of the falcon returning to the celestial hunter, who translated the wind into a thousand metaphors, each reality without a name, like an inaccessible pearl laying at the bottom of the meeting place of the seven rivers by the lotus of the farthest edge, where the tall cypress echoes the commanding stature of the infinite will extending without end through the inner reality behind the illusion of the secret of the lovers who cursed the thief thought so often to be their friend, who jumped into the river to get away from the rain because he loved the water more and the picture less than the inner light of truth that shines through the pillars of the world that support those who inhabit the height of the universe, where various transformations and combinations of the letters and the names constitute a mysterious knowledge of the inwardness of creation and the absolute perfection in which there is no distinction between the messenger and the message, blown by the whispering wind through the valley of the seeker, who knows if the dust was not there, his shoes would not raise it, as he searches for the unity revealed by the prophet during the 92 seasons of enlightenment that divide the twin divine attributes of grace and wrath into the world of unification and the world of separation, where the names of vengeance infect the stranger's heart with fear, as truth reaches him from the imperial sphere floating behind the mirror of creation, reflecting the essential identity of the will and thoughts of a lost soul, whose struggles cling to him like the flames that enshroud the cypress trees burning in the garden since the day after the world was created, until the night of the seven secrets, when those kneeling at the door of the beloved, owned by nothing, owning nothing, walk with the spirits of the saints along the path of the inner approach of the hall of the patriarch, through the seasons of the inner mounting flame, when the warrior embraces the children of the jihad, who must learn to serve themselves best by not trying things out of right harmony, causing discord throughout the radiant universe, where Buddha climbs the tree of life to see the view of Shiva dancing slowly as the planets revolve around a blessing brought by the falcon prophet, noble giver, whose love is a spring whose waters never fail as it flows with the static equilibrium of a crystal through eternity now, returning to the source of the true faith on the wings of the ministering angels, withdrawn from involvement in the world where the wayward mystic believes haste is speed as he travels from premature action to wild assumption, from despair to insufficient remedy, from carelessness to derision, from obedience to humility, to the knowledge that he must always think of the end before beginning to harmonize thought with faith, as though faith was a simple garment of coarse wool to be worn by the impatient and then sold for a few gold coins to the fallen prince, dressed as a wandering rustic offering today for tomorrow with the supplicant's humility.